Prologue, Darcy.
I probably need to start where we last left off. Let's see. Lindsay and I had survived being abducted and held captive by her sociopathic father and grandmother, Louise, in a deserted warehouse in New York City. Luckily, my on-again, off-again boyfriend, lover, whatever, Easton Matthews, had a definite propensity for stalking. He had gifted me some clit jewelry. It just so happened that that clit stud contained a state-of-the-art chip of Night Moves trackware. Pretty cutting-edge stuff, which, in the end, just may have saved our lives. So, to make a long story short, we were found. Jack Dennison, a.k.a. the Rat Bastard, was taken down. Grandma Louise was put in prison, and life got back to normal. Sort of. Lindsay went through some stuff. Finally coming to terms with the reality of whom her father was and what he was capable of doing. Her husband, Taz, was right by her side through it all. Those two were so in love, it made me cringe at times. Other times, it made me just a bit envious. I couldn't explain it exactly. It was kind of like watching a song play, visualizing the perfect melody and harmony, feeling the rhythm and cadence they mastered with one another. Easton was the one who rescued me that evening from the warehouse. Once he was there, untying the ropes that had bound me and making me feel safe in his arms, all my former resolve to push him out of my life melted. Yeah, I know. There were a lot of people that felt I had given in too easily, that Easton didn't deserve a second chance. They opined their disappointment in me that I didn't make him work harder to prove his love and dedication to me after the roller coaster ride he'd put me through with his assholiness. Well, to those people I say, deal with it. So, let's move on. Easton and I had jetted off to Monte Carlo, where we were married in a private ceremony. I gave birth on January 13th to our son, Weston Jameson Matthews. Weston is the pride of both of us, and Easton took to fatherhood right away. We'd made our home in D.C., close to my family and friends, Lindsay and Taz, and of course Eli and his partner, Kane. Lindsay had given birth to a son last May. So she and Taz were now parents of a daughter, Harper, and a 7-month-old baby boy named Jackson. Okay, let's get to the good part. Easton had promised me a lavish ball after Weston arrived. And I was feeling up to it, but I decided on something else, which had to be postponed for a while until Lindsay was comfortable leaving Jackson for a couple of weeks, and everyone involved could get their schedules synchronized. But now they had, so it was time. We were taking a cruise together. All of us. Taz and Lindsay, Eli and Kane, Sammy and Slate, Colin and Ronnie, and of course, Easton and I. 12 days on a top-scale luxury liner in the Caribbean, making stops at luscious locales such as Samana, Prickly Pear Island, Antigua, Martinique, Bonaire, and Aruba. Seriously, I couldn't have been more excited. Sun, sand, surf, and sex. My favorite things. Besides couture, but there'd be that as well. Easton had booked an owner's suite for us that had a small private deck and atrium. He'd booked classic suites for our guests that had balconies that connected and a private pool for all of us to use. Slate's mother, Katie, was staying with Bryce and Michael. Lindsay's grandmother was staying with Harper and Jackson. And my parents were keeping Weston and thrilled to be doing so. They'd insisted on pulling babysitting duty, even though our housekeeper, Martha, had offered. We'd intended for them to join us on the cruise, but they had begged off, saying they had really had their fill of cruises for a while. I was stoked for the trip, and it was the wedding celebration I wanted more than anything. We were leaving on December 27th and returning on January 7th. I'd completed all of my shopping for Christmas and the cruise. The name of our ship was the Sailborn Legend. I felt that was an omen, and that this vacay was truly going to be legendary.
Chapter 1. On the first day of vacay, Easton. I'd never seen Darcy so excited. She'd been walking around with this contagious smile for weeks, her eyes lighting up brighter than Christmas lights,